It's the attitude that really counts. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. Great to be back after the Pesach break as we continue with another episode, Making Every Day Counts. As I'm recording this, it's just before Yom HaZikaron, the day when we remember the fallen soldiers of the IDF wars, both in past wars and in the current terrible war. And as we bless their memory and we remember them and their souls and pray for the elevation of their neshamot, of their souls, we also by extension think of those soldiers that are still fighting and those soldiers that always fight and defended the land of Israel with such amazing courage and such amazing self-sacrifice. So I want to dedicate this episode to the soldiers, those who we need to remember and those that we need to pray for who are still here with us fighting and defending the land, by sharing with you an insight about a spiritual war. Because when I watch the videos coming out of Israel and I watch soldiers talk, or I watch a group of soldiers preparing for battle or to go into Gaza, I always notice an amazing thing. I notice that there's four things that they seem to have which is incredible and must contribute to the effectiveness of the war and ultimately the victory. And that is amazing conviction. They have certain values. They know what they're defending and they know what they're fighting for. They also have tremendous hope and positivity. And because of that hope and positivity and belief in God, they also have tremendous confidence. And that confidence seems to give them happiness. I've seen soldiers making kiddush and singing Shabbat songs in a tank in Gaza. I've seen soldiers dancing with a Torah scroll in Gaza. Unbelievable. These are people who are putting their life at risk. And yet, they have this conviction, they have this hope, they have this confidence, and yes, they have this happiness. Now, we know that there's a physical war, but there's also a spiritual war. And the spiritual war is one that we all fight. We fight against what we call the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination that we all have. The voices within us that try to deter us from living a life of meaning and purpose. The voices within us that try to sway us to indulge in hedonism and materialism and things of no deep value, but rather just empty. The voices within us that try to deter us to act immorally. The struggle that we have within us between the two souls, the godly soul that only wants us to do good and live a life of morality and goodness and meaning, and the voice of the animal soul that tries to, with egocentricity, tries to convince us to do what is pleasurable for us now and in the moment. And we shouldn't kid ourselves. Sometimes that war and that struggle is difficult. And it seems that it's hard to win. It's a war where we are so pushed, we have such temptation to eat what we shouldn't eat, to do what we shouldn't do, to behave in ways that we shouldn't behave, to speak and to tell stories of things that we shouldn't tell, like slander and gossip and things like that. The struggle not to grow and not to grow spiritually and not to grow morally and emotionally and so on. These are all big struggles and they're difficult. And yet the fundamental concept in Judaism is that we have free choice. And in fact, we could win. We could win this war. But we need to take lesson from the soldiers in Israel, how they win a war and how all the wars were won with those four components. We have to have conviction. We have to have a life of values. We have to be strong and believe strongly in the values that we live by, and the values that we are taught by our Torah, the values that we know to be holy and moral and important. We have to talk about those values, learn about those values, and internalize them so we have conviction on those values. We have to have hope, no matter how big the struggle is, no matter how many times we failed. It's in the DNA of the Jewish approach to always have hope, to believe that we could do this. We could win. We could overcome the struggle. And therefore, we have to approach the struggle with tremendous confidence, even when it seems impossible, even when it seems insurmountable, the confidence. We can do it. We can be on top of it. You know, there's an amazing little concept in the Torah when it talks about the soldiers going out to war. And it says, Ki teitzei lamilchama, when you go out to war, al ovecha, on your enemies. And the commentaries ask, the wording is really strange. It's just say, when you go out to war with your enemies, which in Hebrew would be im oivecha, with your enemies. No, but it says you go out to war upon your enemies. And the commentaries explain, because when you go out to war, you need to always remember and have the confidence that you're going to have the victory. When you go out to war, you should see yourself already the winner, the victorious ones, upon, on your enemies. You're overpowered them already. And of course, we know that the only way to overcome the struggle is with simcha, with joy, and with happiness. Because happiness brings strength. Happiness brings hope. Happiness fuels the confidence and the conviction. When we're down, when we're depressed, when we are worried, and when we're anxious, it's very hard to overcome the struggles. So yes, in the spiritual war, the same four components apply: conviction, hope, confidence, and happiness. That's how we overcome a physical war, and that's how we overcome the spiritual inner struggle and inner conflict and personal spiritual war. Let's try and just picture that and visualize that and really internalize that. So make yourself comfortable and just relax. Find yourself in a comfortable position. Perhaps close your eyes. As we always do, turn your attention to your breathing to create focus and to remove distraction. Breathing in and out. Pay attention to the rhythm of life. The rhythm of breathing is calm, consistent, in and out. Each new breath is an infusion of life. Sometimes it's so smooth and calm we don't even notice it. Pay attention to it. Feel the air filling your lungs as you inhale. Feel the sensation of letting go as you exhale the toxicity. Each breath, as we know, is the neshima in Hebrew, the neshama. Each breath is an expression of our godly soul, our purity, our infinity, our values. And at the core is pristine and unbreakable. Now turn your attention and think of your struggles. Whatever your struggle is, jealousy, anger, indulgence, immorality, lack of spirituality. Think of the struggle that you have. Suddenly, it doesn't seem so pure. A struggle where you failed. A struggle that resists and opposes the godliness and the purity of your godly soul. But we can win the struggle, because at the core of the godly soul is a spark that transcends impurity, transcends damage, transcends failure. A spark where our values live, a spark where our faith lives, the spark of resilience. Take a deep breath and connect to the depth of your soul. Learn from an Israeli soldier. Connect to your conviction. What's important to you? Understand the importance of living with the values. Connect to your depth of your soul and have hope. Take a deep breath. Think of the soul that is filled with hope and purity, and hope fueling confidence. I can win this war. I have a choice. I can choose right over wrong. I failed yesterday, but I'm exhaling and releasing the toxicity of yesterday to embrace the purity of today. Today is a fresh opportunity bringing happiness and hope, conviction, hope, happiness, confidence. Come back to where we are, and every time we're struggling, we need to stop for a moment and think of those four letters, four concepts. What are my values? There's always hope I can do this. I'm confident and I'm happy to overcome the struggle. Have a wonderful day, and let the souls of all fallen soldiers be a blessing.
That's what they feel.
And may their memory continue to live on, giving us strength and hope.